오메가는 테미난다시아 제나제나 소라카야 착수스미라 탄제네 타스마이 스위그르베나마 스위체 탄니마노 비스탄 스타피톰 제나 부텔레 사얀 루파카다마 얌자 다티사 판단티 캄 원샤 코파 투비스차 피퍼슨 드베이브차 피티테람 파빌리 비옴 바이스 비비오나모나마. So I heard a lecture where Maharaj was speaking about the pastime of Ajameel. And he explained that, of course, we all know this pastime, how Ajameel was about to die, and the ferocious Yamadutas came to pull him out of his body, which is a terrifying time, and painful and terrifying and disorienting time. And he called for his son, Narayana. And that calling his son evoked the immediate presence of the Vishnudutas, who disallowed the Yamadutas from killing or taking the soul from Ajameel's body. And Ajameel had a new lease on life. He could continue living, and he completely rectified himself, and he took shelter of a Vishnu temple. Anyone know where? Haridwar, yes. And he lived in the temple and just took shelter of the deities and the holy names. And his consciousness became completely purified. So the Yamadutas went to their master, Yamaraj, and said to him, "What happened? We were on your order, and we were stopped by these effulgent personages, the Vishnudutas. Are you not the supreme? Is your order not the supreme? Because in this world, actually, the order of Yamaraj is supreme." What verse in the Bhagavad Gita? How death comes to everyone as the supreme? Haras chaham mrityum. So Yamaraj replied in a very gentle way, and he explained the potency of the Lord, of the Supreme Lord, of the Lord's devotees, the Vishnudutas, in the holy name. And he explained, Namavyaharana Vishnu Yatastad Vishyamati. He explained a particular characteristic of Krishna, or the Lord, and his name. And this verse that Yamaraj said, who is one of our Mahajanas who we follow, is Namavyaharana Vishnu, that when we chant the name of the Lord, of Krishna, Yatastad Vishyamati, that his consciousness, his mati, his intelligence becomes attracted to us. His consciousness comes to us. When we think of chanting Krishna's names, we usually think of it in the realm, as I was saying before, that we should put our consciousness on him. Not only mechanically chant, but put our consciousness on him. But Yamaraj explained something still more wonderful in one sense, that when we chant Yatastha Vishyamati, that his consciousness, Krishna's consciousness, is placed on us. And this is so wonderful. And this places a personal emphasis on why we should make a strong endeavor to be there consciously as we're chanting our rounds or in kirtan, is because he's there with us, and he is unlimitedly powerful, and he can be with each and every one of us. Yesterday, Maharaj gave the example that if we're trying to have a relationship with someone, if we're having a conversation with someone, and we probably all have this experience that we're talking to someone and we're talking and trying to have a serious conversation and the person becomes distracted. Or we have the experience from the being the person who's distracted. And our consciousness, we look at our watch, we're over here, we're over there, we're thinking about this, we're thinking about that, we're thinking about all the things we've done, all the problems we have, all the issues we have, all the things that we have to do, and our body is there, but we are not there. Our body is there, but we are not there. Our consciousness is not there. And it is so obvious to the other person. They're talking and you're going like this, and you're like this, and you're like this, and looking at this, and downloading emails and typing this and thinking that, and tomorrow this and yesterday that, and 15 years ago this person said this to me. And I should have said this, and next time anyway, I'm going to do that, and on and on and on and on. And we're not there. But this is so wonderful that when we chant Krishna's names, Krishna is there. Yatastad Vishamati. He is there. And please, consider that Ajamil was chanting not even the name of Lord Narayan or with love or anything like that. He was offhandedly chanting. He was chanting, calling for his son, Narayana. And still, out of the kind disposition, the mercy of Krishna, he was there, and he immediately sent his dutas, the Yamadutas, to protect Ajamil. And he was thinking, this is the comment of Srila Sridhar Swami, and then Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur builds on it even more. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the mood of Lord Narayan at that time. And it was that my devotee is calling for me. He's calling my name. It is my duty to protect him. I must protect him. And he immediately sent the Yamadutas, which answers the question, how did the Vishnudutas immediately appear there? And the answer was, as given by Srila Sridhar Swami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that they were sent by the Lord because his devotee was calling him. And he was just chanting, calling for his son, but it was innocent. There was no offense. What to speak? What to speak of someone who is making an attempt to be there with Krishna and call for him? Who is making the attempt to touch the vibration of the holy name with their consciousness? What to speak of someone who is doing that? Because we make our attempt to be with Krishna, and it's like chasing the wind sometimes, because our consciousness is going everywhere. But then, at some point, if Krishna so desires, if the holy name so desires, the holy name catches our consciousness, and then it becomes so simple to be attentive. It's a blessing. So what to speak of that, and what to speak of someone who has developed nishtha, firm fixedness. Krishna is my shelter. The holy names are my shelter. Namasraya jato kori jatano tumi. the recommendation of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, take shelter of the holy names, Namasraya. That regardless of what's going on externally, my determination is, here is my shelter of the holy names. My shelter isn't all the thoughts that I have, but it's in the holy names. Let me try to place my consciousness on the holy names. What to speak of someone who is fixed in that way? What to speak of someone who has taste, and then when his mind wanders, he brings it back? That's the platform of Ruchi. What to speak of someone who has attachment? What to speak of someone who has bhava? What to speak of prema? So Krishna is captured by the residents of Vrindavan. Padam ekam na gacchati. They have so much captured him by their loving affection for him. It's so complete that he cannot take a step, one step out of Vrindavan. He is so much controlled by them, by their love. He wants everyone to know. This is described in the 11th chapter of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. He wants everyone to know that he is Brityavashyata. Atmano Brityavashyata. That his desire, he wants the devotees to know that his desire is to be under the control of his beloveds. What to speak of that? And what to speak of Srimati Radharani, whose land we are now in? So let us again take up our beads and try our best in our humble way, make our attempt to touch, to be there with Krishna as he is there with us. Make our attempt, show our sincerity in that way. We try our best to be sincere. It is always an issue of sincerity, of insincerity, I find. That is the enemy, my insincerity. I want Krishna, but I also want this, and I want that, and I want that, and I want that, and want that, and want that, and want that. So let us try to purify our consciousness and be with Krishna as we chant the holy names. Be with him means let our consciousness touch the sound vibration of Krishna's holy name, and Krishna and his holy name are the same. Abhinatam namanamano. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. His Grace Burijan Prabhu requested me to speak for a few minutes. While endeavoring to chant with attention and experiencing some of the mercy of the holy name, I prayed to the holy name to accept me as his servant. And that is our constitutional position. I thought of the verse Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Namam Vet Gram Indre Sevan Mukhi Hijivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. The holy name reveals himself to the devotee who is imbued with the mood of service. And the service begins with the tongue by vibrating the holy name. And as we discussed yesterday, at the time of chanting, our service is simply to chant and hear. That is our service to the holy name. And we should engage in that activity in the mood of a servant. And Srila Prabhupada comments in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that one who realizes that he is the eternal servant of the holy name and of the other servants of the holy name is liberated, is a pure devotee. So, and we all want a merciful master. By constitution, we're servants. And if we have to serve someone, we want to serve someone who's merciful. And the holy name is most merciful. I believe Uddhava prays that who could be a more merciful master than Krishna? The demoness Putana came to kill him with deadly poison on her breast. But Krishna is so merciful that he took it that she has come to serve me like a mother. And he elevated her to the position of a mother in the spiritual world. So who could be more merciful than Krishna? But it is said that the holy name of Krishna is even more merciful than Krishna himself. So who could be a more merciful master than the holy name? And therefore, while chanting, we dedicate ourselves in the mood of being the eternal servant of the holy name. And we pray to do our service properly. And at the time of chanting, our service is simply to vibrate the mantra properly and to hear it attentively. Hare Krishna. Part of the mercy that we experience while chanting, especially here, is related to the place, the holy land of Varshana, the place of Srimati Radharani, who herself represents the compassionate nature of Krishna. And another important factor is the association of other devotees who are intent on chanting and hearing the holy name with intention and focus. The dust itself, the whole situation, Radharani herself, Vrindavan Dham itself, are just looking for some excuse excuse to give us mercy. They want to give us mercy. They're just waiting for the opportunity to give us mercy. And if we make even the slightest effort, as we've been doing, they will give us mercy far beyond what our minuscule efforts really warrant. But they're just so eager to give us mercy and fill our hearts with transcendental joy and ultimately love, that they take they take this japa and kirtan retreat as a great opportunity. We've been talking about what a wonderful opportunity it is for us. I believe that from their point of view, they're also taking it as a wonderful opportunity to give us their mercy. And by giving them as many good excuses to give us their mercy, we're actually doing, well, of course we're doing ourselves a favor, but we're also creating a favorable situation for them to give us their mercy that they're so eager to bestow upon us. So the whole situation is completely auspicious in every respect. And part of the mercy is that we just want to chant and chant and chant more and more. Srila Prabhupada used to refer to a cartoon that he had come across, in which an old man and an old lady were sitting across from each other, and the old lady was saying, "Chant, chant, chant," and her husband was saying, "Can't, can't, can't." And Srila Prabhupada referred to the cartoon as an indication of how we have a certain causeless aversion to chanting. With the same effort that it takes to say can't, 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 we could just as well chant, chant, and chant. But in this auspicious environment, auspicious place, auspicious time of the year, auspicious assembly, that causeless reluctance is easily removed, dissolved. And we are left with the desire to chant and chant and chant. And I believe the plan for the retreat has been made very intelligently. And after another day of discussing a little about chanting, we will have 2 days where we're pretty much left to chant and chant and chant. And at a certain stage, that's all we really want to do, just chant and chant and chant. And if you used to think you can't, you may find that you were mistaken, that actually you can and will. Hare Krishna.